As I was listening to that first reading, I thought, probably not many women here who are applying their hands to the distaff and the spindle. That's kind of thing of the past. But I was hoping that there might be a lot of men here who think their wives are more precious than pearls. I hope that's true. But that's not what I want to talk about. I want to focus on that gospel reading. And I'd like for you to just imagine for a moment that that man in the gospel, that man that went off and took a trip, that that's Jesus. Because, you know, Jesus walked among us, and then he died, he rose, he ascended to the Father. But he left with us many gifts, many talents. And like those three servants that are mentioned in the gospel story, he is asking you and I to invest those talents, those gifts that he has given us. He is asking you and I to invest them for the growth of the kingdom. Because a day will come when he will return. And he will ask us, excuse me, I'm popping. He will ask us, what did you do with the gifts, with the talents that I gave you? Did you use them for the growth of the kingdom of God? Or did you bury them? Did you hide them? We will need to answer that question. What did I do with the gifts God has given to me? Each of us have very different gifts. As we know, some have more talents than others. But that's not important. What is important is what we have done with what God has given to us. How have we used it for the sake of others, so that others may come to know Christ Jesus our Savior? As you know, we've been spending 8 weeks, I think it's eight, I didn't really count, talking about the Mass. And I want to talk about the Mass is one of the great gifts that God has given us. And I want to ask that question, what have you and I done with that gift? Have we used that gift in the way God has wanted us to use it? Have we gathered here wanting to give of ourselves back to the Father in union with Jesus, his Son? Have we gathered here to really hear God's word and let that word transform our lives? Have we gathered here to receive his greatest gift? Not just to receive it physically, but to open our hearts to the very life of Jesus Christ, so that that life can be transforming in our lives, enable us to manifest Christ to the world. Go about the work of furthering the growth of the kingdom of God. We put together on this last handout some very practical things you might do to help deepen participation in the Mass. I want to start on the second page in the box there. Please pick up one if you can find one in front of you. And I just want to ask the question, what do I bring to Mass? We often ask, what can I get? But what do I bring? Do I bring an openness to receive something? Am I trying to participate in the celebration? Right at the last sentence there in that box, this sentence came to me from Father Wesley, who said he heard it from Father Cody of the Salina Diocese. But it's a very good quote. If you come to Mass wanting to get something, you will leave poor. If you come wanting to give, you will leave with an abundance of wealth. There's a lot of truth in that statement. Preparing for Mass. And we joke as we're getting ready to walk in that the last 2 minutes is when the church fills up. But you know, rushing in at the last minute really isn't a good way to be prepared. It would be far better if we were there a few minutes early so we can kind of settle in. We can pause for a moment and think about, why am I here? What do I have to offer? And that time before Mass, it's good that it's a time of silence because it helps us to get focused on what we're about and kind of ask ourselves, what am I here for? What do I have to offer to our God? Be respectful during Mass. One of the great ways is to turn off your cell phone, or even better, leave it out in the car at home. If you have gum or mints, take them out of your mouth and throw them in the trash before Mass starts, not to stick it under the pew. Reflect on your life since the past Sunday. What do I bring now to offer to God? What good works have I done this past week? What sorrows, disappointments have I suffered? What am I most thankful for? What have I suffered trying to love or to do what is right and just? Those are things we can really offer back to God. Another great way to prepare for Mass is the readings, to have looked them over, reflected on them just a little bit before we come to Mass. And there's places you can find them. And there's a website here at the USCCB, which is the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. The readings are always there for every day of the year. Another place where you can get a really good reflection on the scriptures is that website, SC Borromeo. It's a parish in Louisiana, but they offer for all the readings of the Sundays of the three-year cycle, they offer reflections. You go to their website and you click on faith, and then I think you click on the Bible, and then it's going to give you the Sunday of the year, like first Sunday of ordinary time, first Sunday of Advent. Then you have to remember if it's cycle A, B, or C. Right now we're in cycle A. Next year we'll be in by cycle B, starting first Sunday of Advent. You click on that, and then you will have a commentary on the readings. Dream the Mass. Ways to deepen your participation. Make your amen loud and confident. Remember, it means I agree. I would give my life for it. I'd hang my life on that. You know, we can get all enthused about a ball game. Can we get enthused about the celebration of the Eucharist? Can we become part of that, enter into it? Sing. Sing even if God didn't give you the best of voices. St. Paul said, make a joyful noise. Doesn't need to be a pretty noise. I fit into that category pretty well. Listen to the homily. See if there's something in that homily you can take home with you. One point that you could work on during the week. And this one came from Father Wesley also, and I like it a lot. Don't treat the offertory like an intermission. Use the time to actively offer yourself along with the bread and wine. Then receive the Eucharist with reverence. Make it a real encounter with the Lord. Look at the consecrated bread, the body of Christ, and say, amen. This is the greatest gift we can receive. And stay for the entire Mass. Don't be counting the time until you can get up and get out. Judas left the Last Supper early. We don't need to imitate him. Even consider staying a few minutes after Mass to give thanks to God. That used to be a strong Catholic custom. We would just take a few minutes of silent thanksgiving. It would be good if we could begin that custom once again. Now, this part is for more for family participation, those families that have children. First of all, they're welcome. Yeah, they can be noisy, but they need to be here. We need to hear them. We need to see them. And that's when they begin to learn what's appropriate behavior at Mass. One way to help them is to review at least the gospel with them or all the readings with them, kind of help them prepare. Maybe they could even think about, what's a homily going to be about with this reading? It can be a way to discuss what's going to happen, and then after Mass, what happened, what was said. Talk about prayer in the Mass with your children. Encourage them to pray for someone special while they're at church. Ask them what they will offer to God. This next point, I think, is really important. Be clear about your expectations for their behavior during Mass. When they do well, reward them. When they don't do well, remind them. Having special clothes can help, because they know when they put on that clothes, there's a different behavior expected. Take your children to the bathroom and to get a drink before Mass starts. That way you don't have to get up during Mass. And I don't think we have much of a problem with this, but keep the families together at Mass. When you get middle school children off by themselves, that's when inappropriate behavior begins to happen. For little children especially, set up front where they can see. And then leave toys at home for the children that are ages three or four or older. For the little ones that they bring toys, make sure it's a soft toy, something that they won't be banging on the pews, making noise. Consider a picture book of the Mass for the little children. It's a way that they can begin to get a sense of what's going on. They can participate. The point I want to make more than anything is that God has given us gifts. What do we do with those gifts? Do we use them for the growth of the kingdom? Do we take what God has given us and not turn it in on ourselves? Turn it outward. Use it to bring Christ to others, to manifest Christ's love to them. That's the reason God gives us gifts, not just for ourselves, but for the sake of others, for the growth of his kingdom.